Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
We all have how to organize programs for the children. Look, after the denominational level, you must organize programs at your council level. Denomination, council, branch. Yes. So if you are in the branch, if a branch is under a council, and the council is under a denomination. Do you have people in branch here? You are in a branch. Which branch? I don't know that that's Pantine. Okay. Pantine, okay. Which council is that? Adenta Council, okay. So, denomination has a program, and a year, there must be one gathering for the denomination, at least one gathering. Another gathering for the council. Then another gathering in your branch. So these are the three expectations you should have. How do you organize a program? So organizing a program is one of the problems, and it's a problem because people don't do it. Anything people don't do, you can see that it's a problem. Anything, see that it's not common, people don't do it, is a problem. And somebody must bring your mind to it. Okay? So how to organize program? You have gone to see your pastor, your reverend, that please, we want to organize a program for the children. Before you go, what must you do? Okay, and I always tell safe pastors that organizing the program is just like organizing a wedding. If you can successfully do a wedding, then it means that you can also do a program. Number one, pray about the program and be convinced you really want to have it. So usually it's the senior pastor that is there. The safe pastor, the senior safe pastor who is there, who wants to have a program. What type of program do you want to have? Okay, we want to have all day rally. Whole Saturday, we all come here. We will invite our friends. Sing, dance, preach, pray, and go. It's a Saturday you have fixed. So you pray about the program. After you pray about the program, the next thing is to fix a date. If you never, any program that there is no date, it will never happen. Yeah. That's why when you go and see any pastor that I want to get married, they'll tell you, what's your date? Your date is even more important than your colors. Do you understand? So fix a date. It's better to fix a date and shift the date than not to fix a date at all. Oh, we are trying to have a program in December. December will come and pass, and that program will never come to pass. You are trying to have a program in December. No. 7th December, our program is coming on. When we shift it to 14th, do you see? So fix a date. Fix a date. So number one, you pray about it. Number two, you fix a date. Then number three, you go and see your bishop. If you don't fix a date and you go, Bishop, please, we want to have a program. When? We think that October, yeah. Or then you look at your assistant fees. Or October, so October is good. October, that time the rain has stopped. You are looking at rain to have your program, it won't work. October when? October 24th. We are planning on the October, the bishop will check. October 24th. That is Ayele's wedding, that Saturday. So, maybe the following week can help us. Do you understand? Oh, Bishop, that following week, that is Mr. Sogava's funeral. Mr. Sogava, the one who died funeral. Okay. What of the following week? Okay, the following week, 21st, is cool. All right, it's cool. So, small time. Bishop, please, the 21st is our day too. So that they don't bring any program to come and spoil the 21st for you. So you confer with the bishop, pray about the program, and be convinced. You see, you must be convinced you want to have the program. Look, if you are not convinced, that the program will never come on. And when you're having a program and you feel it is not going to work, don't let anybody around you feel that you are discouraged. When you see, discouragement is very infectious. It's a communicable disease. It can just catch everybody around you. So when I'm having when we are going to have a program, I say, guy, will it work? Say, oh, Rev, that thing is working. I have these two guys around me. Italy. Oh, Rev, that thing is working. Cry. Meanwhile, nobody has registered. the guys can make me feel good. And still, the thing will come on. So those two boys, they are the people that I have mine. You see, they are this type of, we are planning a program with them. Hey, by that time, the SHS people are not back. If you hear that, maybe let's wait for them to come. The program will not come on them. Rev, let's do it. Even if it is two people and they come, we still have it. Yeah. Hey, I like those boys, I like them. So if it is two people, then one of them will quote, Rev, Bible says, whatever, two or three are gathered. Hey, those my boys, they are wild, bro. So I have a special meeting with them before we come and tell the teachers that we are going to have a meeting. Because the rest, when I bring them, they can discourage me. So you pray about it. You are convinced you want to have the program. And I think the year has already ended. But next year, organize a program. Yes, organize a program. Your council level. Happy Abigail is there. Lady pastor. Lady pastor, Bia can preach. Yes, if you can talk, you can preach. You don't have to call me. Now, cry there. When you call me, cry, I won't come. You don't have to call me. You can call yourself. You see, this one can go and preach in this one's church. This one too can come and preach in this one church. Make it work. Yes. Do you understand? It shouldn't be like we are bringing somebody from Accra. Hey, no, what is that? Who is in Accra? That's what I'm saying. That you to rise up. So before they call you, Charlie, yes, you have magnified the office and they call you visiting preacher. You are not making the thing nice, cry. Confer with your head pastor. So please, we are trying to invite LP this or pastor this or reverend this to come. He's coming here. Yes, he's coming here. Sir. Yeah, Bishop, to work, cry. So as you have conferred with your bishop, now you have meeting with your teachers and convince them about the program. Underline the word convince. Convince them. That, look, the program is in. Bishop Accra has even approved. It's Bishop who gave us the date. Yeah. When I went to Bishop, I went to Macarius. I came to Makande before Macarius. After Makande, I was there then. Bishop Eddie sent me a message. Said, oh, Charlie, so my place, do you mind me? I said, Bishop, your place, how? He said, but you went to Makande the last time. Here, there, you mind me? So as we started planning the program, then I went there. Then I said, okay. He said, what's the team? I said, the team is a little one shall become. A he said, you went to Makande. You went to do all out 2 weeks. You've come here, a little children shall become. What type of sentence? Look for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, eh? 2 weeks. So I said, the privilege. That's how come we came with the privilege. I can't look for 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Yeah, you went to, here Christ, what? All out. All out. They shouldn't remember all out. What is a little child shall become a thousand? Plenty worse. No. 2 weeks. Do you understand? So the senior pastor there has agreed to the theme of the program. Are you okay? Yes. So you meet the teachers. You are now, it's now your duty to convince. By that time, these are two guys who support you. They know the thing already. So as you start talking, you have to coach as you start talking. Yes, like what Rev is saying, you know, What happened? What happened in Makanen is the same thing we are coming to do here. You see, and did you see the Makanen pictures? Look, you should see them. You come and see. You should. That's why you also don't have to take your picture taking basa. Take it seriously. It was Makanen pictures that sent me to Macarius. Yeah, program. And yeah, the Infinix 6, and the trap pictures. Hi! Did you see the Macarius pictures? Charlie. And the ballet. Hey, when I got that, I said, hey, therefore I've taken the thing World Cup. And they were video. Hey, Charlie, stop. Do you see? So, look, when you're having a program, even if you have to go and rent a photographer, go and rent. Because that's the evidence that your program has worked, though. So to have a beautiful program, but because you couldn't take picture, I'll show you something in Victory Secrets. Remind me. So have a meeting with your teachers and convince them about the program. Now, number five, count the cost of the program. How much will it cost us to have this program? Every program you see is cost involved. I'm telling you. Yeah. What we came to do in Makanei, you should see how they have to go and rent mattresses, children feeding in the 90s. That you have no idea. Is it a camp we want to have? What's the cost? Is it a program we want to have? Do we have to print a t-shirt? No, we don't have to print a t-shirt. We have to tell all the children that wear red top and jeans and come. In the red top and jeans, come. Okay, so that cost about t-shirt is off. No problem. What else do we need? What else do we need? This. Okay, this. You put everything together. Count the cost. Every program comes with a cost. That is why most safety teachers don't have a program. Because you have done the program. Before you leave the program, you have broken something. Hey, don't do program here again. Yeah. Or you finish, let's say that after finishing this small, safe teacher's retreat, you know, you go and give Bishop Kobe a bill, 5,000. Hey, don't do teacher's don't do the teacher's retreat again. 5,000, it can build a cathedral. Aha. Sika Bia can build a cathedral. I didn't 5,000. Yeah. You children's program, when you finish, no, 17,000. Shay. Don't do program again. We don't want to be hearing 70,000 cost. Yeah. So, as much as possible, you try and look for ways to cut down cost. Now, number five is counting the cost. Number six, immediately assign responsibilities and supervise in the meeting with your safe teachers. Auntie, you are good with publicity. But you said your boyfriend B does a graphic design, so give us the flyers. And you, you be in charge of transport and locomotion. So transport. You'll be in charge of food. See, so you share the responsibilities for everybody. Me kind, who was secretary, what everybody is supposed to do. Take the thing seriously. That's how programs work. You see, but if the whole thing is only you, your head, you just fight with your teacher. As you are doing the program, you are just walking about. You are not involved in anything. The person will never be involved if you don't give the person response. There are people like that too. Hey, one friend, me, I met them, they can't send me. He's walking around. And you'll be wondering why you are the only one that is moving. Now, when you share the responsibilities, you'll be at peace. So how far with the flyers? Oh, he's finished. Send me, let me see. How far with the food? Oh, the caterer is on it. I beg you, let the food get here by 12. The children will be hungry. How far? Transport. Oh, Rev, we have a bus. It's this thing, Sprinter. But the registration number is Q. So, but we think that Q is not as strong. I want to look for a registration number. That is 13. Okay. How much? Oh, Rev, is charging 700. But I think if I talk to you, you bring it to CIS and make it 500. Then you are there. We are just making call and they are giving you update. But only you. The graphic designer has failed you. Somebody's in charge of photography. Is the photographer here? Oh, Lady pastor, don't worry. I sent the photographer. It's my ex-boyfriend. He'll come. Don't worry. You see? So all these people, you are there. Can I drink water? All these people are there who are helping you. And you see, as you have the teachers, use them. For the program to work, you see, if the program doesn't work, the blame is on you. If the program works, all the same teachers. That's how it is. Uh-huh. So you assign responsibility immediately at the meeting. And you see, let me tell you something. Every Sunday you miss, you have missed 1 week. So don't accept things like, oh, please, next week. Next week means 7 days. Because you meet all your people every Sunday. Oh, the graphic design. Oh, Rev, please, next week. No. Tuesday. Let him send me something by Tuesday. Yes. This type of next week. Have the children rehearsed? Oh, Rev, please, because of the rain, do rehearse next week. 7 days. That's what it means. So, immediately assign responsibilities and supervise. Now, number 7. Inform both the children and their parents about the program. Yes. Inform parents and children. Yeah. And you see, that information to the children, you have to go and do it. Don't send any of your teachers. How many of you know Auntie Kia? Auntie Kia, the one that is in the White Church. Last week, he said, we are going to have a certain program. How many of you will come? Ha! Sometimes you advertise the program with even a video teaser. The pictures will be rolling. Something, something, 2024. How many of you have seen that these things come to happen in our church here, life and colored? Then you see the reaction of the children. Hey, me, I'll be part of the people who dance. You don't know. So if you don't get that reaction, it means that the announcement didn't go down. Create excitement. Create excitement. That's the most important thing. When you create the excitement, the children will get their parents to make them attend. Create the excitement. Okay, so inform both children and parents. Number 8, do proper advertisement. Your flyer must not be dull looking. Flyer basa 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 basa, as if they did it in Microsoft Word. Get people to give you nice colorful flyer. Oh, 3 days more, 2 days. Hey, when we're going to do Makande favorite child, you should see 3 days more videos. How many of you saw the videos? The invitational video, I did a video myself. I went to look for somebody. I said, look, put the camera on me. That thing, we use iPhone to cut the video. Hey! I said, 3, 2, 1, action! I didn't have any script. I just started. I said, it's not good. I'll do another one. 3 times. I said, let's choose the last one. Yeah. Proper advertisement. Advertise the program well. Get your pastor or your bishop to advertise it in the adult church. That's the way to. And at the point that the bishop will be happy if you come and pass around and share something with us. Oh, say obe babe share bibino and your baby. When we had the program, when Bishop Ogo entered, I could see the excitement on his face. So I saw when I was praying for the children, when I saw him sitting down. When I went to Macarius, Bishop Eddie himself came with his assistant bishop. They all came to sit in the service. Do you think they didn't advertise it well? They must have advertised it well. So get so that your bishop doesn't tell you, doesn't know what is happening. Make him know what is happening. Bishop, program, wow. Bishop, please, we want you to come and say a word to us. Who print a shirt? No man, no back, no share. Hey, occasionally you have a bishop. Sorry, call any of my mother. Moya, moya, dear, why? Moya. Minister Francis, no problem. If he thinks that it's lay Minister Francis who can represent him, let Minister Francis come and say something. It's not a problem. But you know what you are. It's a program for the children you are doing. And don't let the year end. One year program be a man kolano. Except your bishop say, don't do it. If you go there, you say, hey, no program. So, bishop, thank you very much. I didn't know that. Number nine, create excitement. And then number 10, look for sponsorship. Let people sponsor you. Yeah. One particular church I went to do the conference. Hey! Charlie, they say some pure water company has sponsored water. Yeah. One parent said that, is this favorite child conference? Then the guy said, yes, favorite child conference. He said, is this the favorite child conference that is going from church to church? The guy said, yeah. The parent said that, I will support with 5,000. I was afraid. Another parent, I'm giving 1,000 to support the favorite child conference. In another church, oh, me, they said, me could preach. Teacher never know, can't tell me, they see it. So if you don't advertise it, if somebody you want to genuinely sponsor, oh, you've seen some caterer, and see, and use people you know. Oh, Charlie, we beg you to, the children will be here, so lunch. Eh? You know, so because of them, we are asking them to pay a certain amount for the lunch. So please, we want you to, give us some discount. Hey, talk to people can sponsor. Hey, you know, Charlie, can you not sponsor us with 10 bags of pure water? One bag is how much? 10 cedis. And so 100 cedis, we can buy pure water, put ice block on it, and water is sorted. Hey, can you 12 in the drink, 12, can you give us about 5 of them? Can you sponsor? Oh, I can sponsor. Oh, please, we beg you. Thank you so much. God bless you. And there's somebody who is in charge of sponsorship. Program back who? Otherwise, you do the program, the program is dry. The children are hungry. They are thirsty. Imagine we are here and you are thirsty. How are you going to get water? Do you see? So, get people to sponsor. Sometimes you practically have to go to a place. Our children's program is coming on. Eh? The parents send them flyers. When the flyer come, no, every sharing. Facebook, every tag the people. And nobody to know about it. Tag, yes. And have a program for them. It's work. But you see, in the time, let Pastor Abiga, when we finish with the FCC, she can brief. From today, you can brief. When you have not done the program, it's like Bibi Siwoso. It happens to all of us. It's actually, you are asked, you don't know how the program is going to turn out to be. When they are calling you to come and preach, you don't feel that tension. No, no, I'll be sending the member. Nipa train, I remember where that go. But if you are the host, it's not several things that demand that tension. It's like, actually, this has not been done at that time, hey, you'll be angry with all your teachers. So you, the thing you are doing, I'm not seeing your input. Don't worry. You see, the devil also used that to create enmity and quarrels. Now, by the time you finish this thing and you preach, look, when I organized the favorite child once in my church, I made the children involved. The second one said, you are organizing your things. She said, hey, you come and buy the t-shirt. Hey, the t-shirt, he said, we printed the t-shirt with. I told them, that this person will print the t-shirt for us. This person is this. This person is this. This person is this. When we have the meeting, the people have been telling me to wear cry. I said, hey, we are in charge of this. You are in charge of this. You are in charge of this. I just leave them. I call. What's the update? The day at one time, you are thinking that some photography be. The photographer was not coming. I said, look, Sammy. If the service starts and I'm not seeing camera, I don't know where the guy went to collect somebody's camera. Shiny camera. It was in the service. Taking pictures. I said, yeah, it must work. Do you see? So these are the steps. And now even with the steps, you have to be we have to go detail. Because I think Macarius, it took me, about 6 weeks to coach the teacher there to have the program. So do this. No, do this. Make sure we do this. Make sure we do this. Make sure we do this. And it worked. How to have a program, a successful program. Learn it. Let it happen in your church. Your bishop will be happy with you. Your pastor will be happy with you. Yes. Don't let the month end. Sorry, don't let the year end. You haven't done anything. And it's possible. Because you see, sometimes when you're in the branch, then things that are up, before it will get to you. And now that even we are come to have clear holidays and things, the holiday is being booked already somewhere. Yeah. So sometimes you just have to be, you just have to take opportunity of one holiday. One holiday. Oh, Reverend, this one, there's a holiday. It's a holiday. So we beg. Can we use it? Yes, we start planning towards it. If it's a holiday, you can't postpone it. If you postpone it, it will be some way. So you have to plan sometimes at the last moment, and then they will change the date for you. They'll change the date. Yeah. You see, and sometimes you, even you, the teacher, the date will conflict with some program B that you have. Hey. And don't make the mistake of saying that let them have the program. I'm going and come. It won't work in your absence. Because you are the one who brought the vision, you must be there. So me, usually when I'm going to have a program, my people turn in there. May person say that, look, that day, I say, look, let's postpone it. We are not in a hurry to complete any syllabus. Let's postpone it. Then we just postpone it. But one of the things that must go into the thing is prayer. 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 Makane, I think I had a prayer session with you online. Yeah. It's deliberate. Oh. Why you preaching, are you visiting preacher? Who named the apostle? Hey, you have to, what is happening? This, you see me asking, how many people have got a t-shirt? This and this. Photography, is it ready? Our video, is it ready? So Bishop Kobe is on it. You see, because also, you know the type of person that is there. Yes. I mean, how do you have a program at the end of the day, the thing has no word. They say, who is the bishop there? Say, Bishop Ogo. Hey! Obia setting a standard in life. Who do you program me? Everybody reducing. It shouldn't happen. So I said, no. It can't happen. So I beg you, pray about the program. Think about it. Let God lay it on your heart. What do you want to achieve in that program? Sometimes it's not even about preaching. No. I think once, those of you in Adenta, I was in Adenta some years ago. All the councils came to sing. I came as a judge also. Say first. Bishop Aso's wife. Oh, she was there fully. Yvonne Dems, they were all the same. First. You can do a similar thing. I mean, something to create. And after that, you just share a word. 5-10 minutes. Do altar call. You are done. I mean, show the bishop or the pastor the pictures. Oh, this native should be doing it every year. Eh? Every year. You see, when you do like that, it also goes to their credit. I remember where I was. I was in Archbishop's Church in Kumasi. As I preached, first session, you know, then he put the pictures on the bishop's page. Shy. Before I got to Accra. Oh, Reverend Keso, our here, you don't like here. Won't you come and visit us? Won't you come and visit us? Oh, have we done something bad? I said, oh, no. I can also just come when I'm not caught. That's how it is. Okay, so let's believe God. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I strongly believe that God is going to bless us teachers. I believe. I don't know whether what I'm sharing with you, I'm really sharing something nice with you, or I'm wasting your time. Am I wasting your time? Hey. All right. Last topic and then we can go.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.